Morning, welcome to the Sunday, April 24, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And how can we ever have been so conditioned to think we could put a price tag on a star, on ourselves? You know, that indefinable quality that each one of us has of just tapping into the universal spirit, and nothing makes us feel it more than when we lose one we hold dear, and I hold him dear. Will the question never end? How long shall they kill our prophets? The ones who model an authentic allegiance while we stand aside and look. How do we support those who manifest authentic power when we know they are in the crosshairs of jealous, paranoid, false power? When we know they have been completely surrounded by false folks, when we know they have no one but others like themselves who also have no one that they can completely trust, because these tiny 10,000 have constructed a world so fundamentally dishonest that it checks our authentic impulse to come together and help each other. Artists, and we are all artists, are in the crosshairs because their work requires listening to the authentic voice of the earth if our art is to develop as it's meant. So, what then? Must we live forever under the gun? Must not justice be done and our education be finished? Asks Proudhon. Should we not all ask ourselves this? Ask ourselves, do we want it? Do we want to shine? Do we want to be princes? So what then? Will we consent to live forever under the gun? Or will we finally organize to go for what we want? A world that supports every single one of us growing continuously. Lauren Murray told us what it is. It is a space-based weapon of mass destruction, HAARP. And it is aimed at all of us. It is aimed at humanity itself. It was quite obvious Prince has a soul that was attended to. A thirsty heart. Be thirsty, heart, said Rumi. Seek forever without a rest. Let this soundless longing hidden deep inside you be the source of every word you say. That thirsty heart cannot exist in this system. The ones we honor for being such, despite the obstacles the system throws up sooner or later, are shot down. For their search cannot but bring them to the truth that hidden folks have constructed a reality completely false, designed to contain us. It was quite obvious Prince had found his authentic self. And when you have a soul that is attended to and the right story, and so know what is happening, what is being done to us. In these times you rise. And if you have his reach, they come down on you hard. Although gentle folks of heart, regardless of means or reach, are being targeted, those things only make them more careful and perhaps prolonged his time, if anything. But if he'd had the right story and the backing of us, I don't believe they could have touched him. And that will be a certainty if we were organizing. I'm feeling quite nauseous at the thought that we have a world imposed on us that will not tolerate princes because their light shines too bright and draws the rest of us to follow their example of tapping into true power, who are destroyed because their light stands alone. Are we willing then to stand with them by standing all together. And here in the U.S., that means calling the question of our right to happiness to become uncoerced global citizens. And so to begin designing that alternative and give to power too many targets for their crosshairs, taking the risks with them, getting big, growing our gifts with them, renouncing the spectator role to advance us all, saving them, saving ourselves, saving us all.